Wake-Up Call on the SportsNap Radio Network. Alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
Well, you know, every now and then we do go back in time and sort of remember certain eras, and I, like some of you, remember a Big East Conference tournament that was probably one of the best tournaments that you had, and it's still now up there. It's still got some very, very good teams, but you know, we miss some and we add some, and the Big East tournament continues on in New York City. Zach Brazilier joins us, New York Post, to talk about the Big East Conference and the tournament that is going to be underway. How are you, my friend?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. On a Progressive guest line, drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average. All right, we always start off with sort of a general primer. How deep is this conference? How far does it go from teams that are going to make the tournament coming up on Selection Sunday?
You know, it's five teams are going to make the tournament. Creighton, UConn, Xavier, Providence, and Marquette. Villanova has really come on of late. Justin Moore getting healthy. You know, people think they have a shot to be a potential bid stealer. They have played well. And then, you know, after that, it really falls off. You know, Seton Hall, first year, Shaheed Holloway, it's going to take some time. St. John's is probably looking at coaching change with Mike Anderson. The Paul Georgetown and Butler are just not very good. But look, I think the top 5 to 6 teams in this league are really good, and I think it's going to be a really good, you know, tournament once we get past the opening night.
Let's talk about Villanova when Kyle Neptune takes over the retirement of Jay Wright. Obviously, we anticipate a transition and what that transition means. Players come and go in college sports. Players come and go with transfer portal. But nevertheless, what was Villanova's obstacles? How did they overcome it to sort of get to a position where they are playing pretty good basketball?
Well, probably their two most talented players are Justin Moore and Cam Whitmore. Whitmore is a freshman, a projected lottery pick. He missed the first month with a thumb injury, and it took him some time. Moore tore his Achilles last March, so he really didn't come back until about the end of January, and it took him some time to really start to be the player that everyone knows he can be. So with those two guys kind of now getting going, Nolan Hope has been much better. You know, they've played really, really well. You know, they lost their last game of the year to UConn, but before that, they had really been on a roll, beating some good teams. And now, look, I think Villanova has a chance to make a run here. You know, they have a very talented team. I think people jumped the gun a little with Kyle Neptune saying he wasn't doing a good job. It's just, look, he's not Jay Wright. He's not a Hall of Famer yet, but I think he's a very good coach. He did a good job in 1 year at Fordham. He's been able to keep this team together, you know, early in the year when nothing was going right. And look, let's see what he can do here at the Big East tournament.
I've sort of attached myself to this Marquette team. I have no idea why, but I did about mid-January. What has Shaka Smart got? He's got Kyler Kolick, who's fantastic, Cam Jones as well. What is Marquette? How good are they nationally?
Marquette's terrific. You know, they have the fourth-ranked offense, you know, efficiency offense in the country. They're, despite the fact they play so fast, they're plus 5.5 turnover margin. Kolick is absolutely fantastic. Cam Jones is really good. They have really good supporting players. The one issue they have is their thin up front. They really don't have a true five. UConn really handled them inside twice this year. That's the one issue. If we get to the NCAA tournament and they face a team that's really physical inside, I could see them having trouble. But look, they're a team that really can shoot the three. They play really good defense. They're physical on the perimeter. The one issue, though, is that interior where you can hurt them.
Yeah. There's always these conference tournaments. There's always the team that's desperate enough but talented enough to really make some noise. If you were to look at this Big East tournament, does Seton Hall fit that bill?
Yeah, look, Seton Hall's played well of late. The one issue with them is their point guard, Kadari Richmond, has got a back issue, and he's really not sure if he's going to be able to play. Now, look, they're coming off a really good win at Providence. They played a very close game with Villanova before that. They have played much better of late. I do like the draw. They get the Paul first round, they're going to win that game. Then they get a Xavier team that doesn't have Zach Fremantle, and I think it's going to be a very competitive game. I wouldn't be shocked to see Seton Hall win that game. I just don't know if any. I just don't think more than that is realistic. They're probably going to get Creighton after that, and it's hard to see them beating Creighton. Creighton just to me is just too good for them. But look, they're playing well. They're probably going to make the NIT. And who knows? Maybe they can get to Friday night here.
You mentioned Fremantle. Talk about the Xavier team and Sean Miller without him.
Yeah, they're 6-3 without him. Jerome Hunter stepped into the starting lineup. Fremantle, it's a shame. He was playing so well. Yeah. He was really strong bounce back year after last season. And look, it clearly hurts them. They're not as good. They're not as deep. They're not as talented. But Hunter is a really good player. He probably is different from Fremantle. He's not maybe as offensively talented, but he is tough. He can defend. He'll bang inside. I still like Xavier a lot. The backcourt of Boom and Jones is as good as there is in the country. Sean Miller is obviously a really good coach. I feel like he's done a very good job this year. But losing Fremantle definitely hurts and to me lowers their ceiling a little bit.
Let's continue to look at some of these different teams. Creighton, Greg McDermott's team, what are the Blue Jays?
Yeah, you know, their overall record isn't great, but part of that was their center, Ryan Kalkbrenner, missed a lot of time in the non-conference. They lost 6 games. They really had a tough non-conference schedule. They've been much better in league play. They don't have any really much depth. 85% of their scoring comes from the starting lineup. So that is one thing to watch, especially in this tournament where you have to play 3 games in as many days to win it. And if you're playing close games, you can see some, you know, wear and tear. You can see, you know, they can get fatigue could set in as we get deeper into this tournament. But I love Kalkbrenner. He's the Big East Defensive Player of the Year. He's a tremendous rim protector, good rebounder, really scores the ball well inside. They have, you know, the scoring depth, 5 guys averaging in double figures. I just worry about that depth, you know, in terms of the bench.
UConn starts off good, obviously, with non-conference schedules, then gets a little scary a little bit down around January, and then started to pick up steam. How about the Huskies?
Yeah, I mean, you can make the argument that no one's playing better in the league than them right now. They've won 5 straight. They're coming off a really nice win at Villanova. You know, they really are starting to look like that team they looked like before the league season started. I think Jordan Hawkins is a first-round pick. Sonogo is obviously tremendous. Andre Jackson Jr. is now starting to play with more confidence on offense. And when he plays well, they're really, really tough to beat. I like them a lot. I picked them to win the tournament. They actually have the betting. They're actually the betting favorite of this tournament, which is kind of funny for the number 4 seed. I like them to win this tournament. I think they're definitely a second weekend team. I do see UConn having a big march. I do.
Is that a statement about how close we talk about this conference, how close it is from 1, say, down to 6 or 7? I mean, how deep does it go in terms of teams that really could win this thing?
I think it's 6 deep. I don't see anyone beyond the 5 teams that are going to make the NCAAs and Villanova as a bid stealer. I don't think Seton Hall or St. John's can win this tournament. I think the high, you know, maybe one of those teams could pull an upset and get to the semis, but I don't see anything more than that for those teams. So I think it's 6. I think it's 6 teams that can win the tournament. I really would have liked Villanova if they had a better draw. I just have a hard time seeing them beating Creighton in the quarterfinals. I just don't like the matchup for Villanova. But yeah, look, I would not count them out with the way Moore is playing. So, but yeah, 5 definite, 6 as, you know, as a long shot, but I don't think you're looking at more than that.
This is a conference that's got some really good players and some good coaches here. Is there a style of Big East basketball? People are just going to be tuning in. Maybe they only catch this time of year. Is there a style of Big East basketball? Or is it just completely, well, you got one team that does bigs, one team that does guard play, one team that's fast, one team that's slow. Is it all over the place, or is there a consistent style to the top teams in this conference?
Yeah, I wouldn't say there's a consistent style. I do think it's a fun brand of basketball. You see a lot of the best teams in the league are really high-scoring teams. Marquette, Creighton, Xavier, UConn to an extent. So I do think it is fun basketball. I think it's easy on the eyes. Now, this year is a little different. You know, usually the league has more depth. You know, usually the 7th or 8th team or 9th team are a little better than they are this year. But I think that the top is better than usual, too. You know, you have teams like UConn's going to be, a 3 seed. Marquette is a 2 or 3 seed. Xavier is a 4 seed at worst, in my opinion. So I think the top is better than usual, and maybe the bottom isn't quite as good.
Zach Brazilier, the New York Post on the Big East Tournament, Madison Square Garden. Good talking to you, my friend. Thank you for the insight of what I think is one of the more fun tournaments of the week.
Hey, my pleasure. Anytime.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. This is, again, maybe it's going back to the days of teams no longer there, but I love Big East basketball. And I'm telling you, I'm watching Shaka Smart and Marquette. I have no idea while I'm lassoing them into this thing, but I really like Tyler Kolek. I like Cam Jones. I like Marquette. I like Shaka Smart. I too bad it didn't work out at Texas, but I do remember his VCU team from about 12 years ago. All right, it's Wake Up Call on Sports Map Radio as we continue.